230 years ago, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 230 years ago, that's when our problems began. That's when a group of people we now know as the Founding Fathers issued a statement that said individuals were above the government. It's hard to believe today, and it makes a lot of people uncomfortable, I know, but that document hasn't changed in 230 years. It still says all men are created equal, and that their rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness don't come from a king, but from a creator, meaning God, and that when a government fails to protect these rights, ordinary people can alter or abolish it. And that's where the trouble started. It has caused a lot of Americans to get it into their heads that they get to tell the government what to do. That they, for example, can assemble freely and protest no matter what the Secret Service thinks. That they can confront military recruiters. That they can go on hunger strikes. This document put it into a lot of people's heads that the press is free to expose and question any government action it chooses to. That Congress is perfectly within its rights to cut off money for policies that fail to support the concepts of life, liberty, and happiness. And the trouble doesn't stop at these shores. This document has given people in other countries ideas, such as that they don't have to obey some foreign occupying power. It tells them that they are within their moral rights to take up arms and attempt to overthrow that foreign power, even if it's us. You see the problem. Which is why, if you hear the Declaration read aloud today, try not to listen too closely. Personally, I think the whole thing should be classified. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.